Delta South MLA Ian Paton is trying for a three-peat in this October's provincial election, announcing Monday he's in the race. "It's been an honor to represent the constituents in Delta South since 2017, however my work is not yet done. I have witnessed BC Premier David Eby and the NDP delay the replacement of the George Massey Tunnel, drive up the cost of living for families, and limit opportunities for farmers and ranchers to make a decent living," Paton said in a release. He was first elected as Delta South MLA in 2017. Paton added in a follow-up interview with The Optimist that if construction on the Fraser River Tunnel project hasn't started and BC United is elected, the new government could revert to a 10-lane bridge as proposed by the previous Liberal government. "And nothing's happened. There hasn't even been a shovel of dirt turned. I don't even believe this thing's ever going to happen," Paton said. He said if the tunnel was a quarter or halfway along, they'd continue with the tunnel. "But if nothing's happened, I would suggest we'd dust off the plans and go back to the bridge project," he said. According to the province, the Fraser River Tunnel project recently completed its process planning phase where interest groups can decide how they want to be consulted. The tunnel is supposed to be complete by 2030. BC United leader Kevin Falcon said Paton, who shadow minister of agriculture, is a recognized champion for the agricultural and ranching sector across BC. In addition, he'll continue to fight against the NDP's reckless decriminalizing of hard drugs and restore consequences for criminal behavior, Falcon said. Paton said he's not worried about BC United MLAs deciding to run for the federal Conservatives, as Ellis Ross from Skeena recently decided. "The NDP are going to have lots of people who are going to retire or decide not to re-run again, as well. Every 4 years, people decide to drop out or do something different," Paton said. "Ellis decided he wanted to run federally, so good for him." He said the party has lots of new candidates for the election. Paton said he's also been asked by the federal Conservatives if was interested in running as a candidate but wants to remain as MLA. "I think I can prefer an hour and a half trip to Victoria on the ferry than a trip every week on an airplane to Ottawa," he said.